Well, I think what we've seen yesterday was the opposition uniting together for to make a stand to ensure that, you know, there has to be some level of accountability, that you can't have a situation where you have a group of people who have negotiated a programme for government, who have said they'll stand by the government through thick and thin, and then turn around and want to be in the opposition. Like, they have to be on one side or the other. You can't have your bread buttered on both sides. And that's what they're seeking to do. Michael Lowry in particularly has been the kingmaker here. He's negotiated the programme for government. He negotiated Verona Murphy for to become the Cian Corla. And now he wants to be in the opposition. So it's totally unacceptable. We made that clear from the very outset that it was unacceptable. And there should have been an arrangement put in place to ensure that this would not happen. And that's clearly going to have to be the case. Certainly the opposition is not going to back down on this. We're standing firm. We're saying there has to be a level of accountability, and that accountability has to ensure that the people who support government, if they want to have speaking time, if they want to support government, then they are with the government. They are not with the opposition. And that's as clear as day. And I think the vast majority of people out there can see the huge discrepancy there's here in all of this. It's totally contradictory and totally hypocritical to consider that you could be both in government and out of government. You're either one or other.
Now, a lot of people will obviously have sympathy for the opposition parties on this, but at the same time, would some of that sympathy maybe have evaporated yesterday due to maybe perhaps that's what many would say again would be the disrespect shown to the Cian Corla and how the opposition staged, managed and coordinated their efforts to make sure that no business took place in the Dáil?
Well, it was quite unusual because, in fact, it wasn't stage managed. What happened was when the proposals came forward for what was going to be laid out for the day's actions and how it was going to happen, the opposition opposed it. And rather than calling a vote on it, the Cian Corla tried to push it ahead through and not allow a vote and have the elections to Taoiseach. And everybody from all sections of the opposition and everybody in the Dáil stood to their feet and said, no, this cannot be allowed to happen. It's simply inappropriate and can't happen. So I don't think it was stage managed at all. What we've seen here was, you know, a genuine reflection of people's total disappointment and total disbelief that this could be allowed to happen. What needed to be the case and what should have happened from several days ago is the Cian Corla should have sat down with the leaders of government and said, look, there's going to be a problem here and we need to get this resolved before it becomes a problem on the floor of the Dáil. However, she'd failed to do that, and the two party leaders, particularly Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael party leaders, you know, have totally failed for to try and resolve this situation. What they're trying to do is just bull ahead with it. You know, we won the election so we can trample across everybody. But that's not going to be the case.
Two questions, if I may. One, was any deals reached yesterday or any agreements? We're hearing claims of Michael Lowry that he had shaken hands with Padraig McLachlan and that the business was due to continue.
No, what happened was there was a number of meetings, and in fairness, the clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, tried to sort of mediate and come to an arrangement, and he had a long discussion with the various party leaders and the various group leaders in that, and it was, you know, unfortunate that no arrangement was met, that there was no agreement. And then what happened was Peter Finnegan shook hands with everybody and said, look, it's unfortunate we weren't able to work out a solution here, but thank you all very much for trying. That was the shake hands. It wasn't a shake hands on an agreement. It was a shake hands on, well done everybody for trying to have an agreement, but it didn't happen. And then they came to the floor of the Dáil, and the chief whip of the government stood up and tried to say that there was an agreement. There wasn't at any stage an agreement. What was said was that we would try and get all the party leaders, including the leaders of government, together to sit down to work this out, because clearly the whips weren't able to do it. Now, that hasn't happened, and we're in a situation this morning where that's now going to happen, where the leaders of all the parties are coming together for to work out a solution to this. And a solution can be worked out, but the solution will have to be where Michael Lowry and the others and his comrades who have negotiated a programme for government will be with the government. They will not be with the opposition.
And that brings me on nicely to my final question. Already the starting time for the Dáil has been pushed back this morning. It's hoped and it's envisaged that it will give the party leaders an opportunity to work out a solution here. But what you're telling us is very much that Sinn Féin and the opposition parties, from your reading of the situation, are standing firm on this. No members of the independent group that are supporting the government should be afforded speaking time in the opposition benches.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're either one or other. If they wanted to be in the opposition, they shouldn't have went off and negotiated a programme for government.